Meow.
Meow.
Meow, meow.
Good, we're all
here. Good, we're all here.
Here.
That is the sound of a cat in heat, perhaps.
Yeah, so we're still without a theme song because of switchover of different things and technical stuff.
Oh.
So...
Stop now.
Everyone's cat is freaking out.
So let's open this up to entries, submissions.
If you write music, if you produce music, or if you're an amazing a cappella singer, we would love a new theme song.
Arrange us something, because clearly, as you might have gathered from the last two episodes, we can't use what we've been using.
Yeah.
So we're switch it up with us. Become a part of our podcast.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if we had a theme song that, you know, when people fill glasses with different levels of water?
Yes.
And then they play songs on the rim?
Yes.
Oh,
rim, my God.
On the rim.
The patience of anyone who could do that for us would deserve, would take you to lunch.
You can do, you can do whatever you want. It doesn't have to be a cover of Lily Allen. It can be anything. Write us a theme song.
If only we had an Uncle Joey who wrote jingles for a living.
Oh, Uncle Joey, if you're listening.
And a hot Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse. Sells us Greek yogurt.
Oikos. Okay. Things just got weird. Anyway,
so
guys.
Okay, so this is an acquired taste podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You can come in, Andrew. It's okay.
Oh, we have a guest.
Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
Here's Andrew, the nicest human being in the world.
What's up?
Shoot. Thank you. I was going to ask you a question. I feel weird asking right
now. Ask on the microphone.
No, it's cleared up. The cream worked.
Oops. I was going to put you in touch with my friend Monica about the face masks.
Oh, yeah, about the Korean stuff?
Yes.
Okay, yes, please do.
Korean face masks taking over this year.
Yeah. Is it from Meme Box?
I don't know. Go to Koreatown. Apparently, all the face masks.
Yeah, this is perfect. This is a nice little sandwich because this is going to be what we learned about this week.
Yeah.
So.
It's even better if it's only written in Korean on the back and there's no instructions in English.
It's true.
Yes, because all U.S. products use benzyl peroxide, which dries out your face.
Not good.
So essentially, when you're using U.S. products, it's just drying your face out. Mm-hmm. But Korean ones, all those face masks, all their products, use like water and all different like natural chemicals to help hydrate.
Yep. Love it.
So we were learning about this morning, and now you're going to put me in touch with your friend?
Yes,
who's like
my friend Monica.
An encyclopedia of this?
Yes.
Yay, Monica.
Thank you, Andrew. You just got acquired.
And that beauty moment was brought to you by Andrew, the best assistant in the world.
The more you know.
So we have Sam, we have Kathleen, I'm Bethany. You're listening to an Acquired Taste podcast, your three quirky girlfriends, and every week we just talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Or talk stuff about
exactly. Kathleen, you're all excited and perky today. What the hell's going on?
I can't even keep it in. Guys, it is officially summer now because we just got back from Memorial Day weekend.
It is the
start. So I'm just listing all the things that I want to do this year for summertime. I want to go bike riding. I want to drink rosé in the park. I want to watch a movie in the park. I want to go to brunch every day of the summer.
This is when you come alive.
It is my season.
Don't you get hot?
No, you're the different one here.
You just get too hot,
but the rest of the world gets normal.
So you guys feel just like normal in the summertime.
Yes. It's a happy time.
Oh.
I mainly like drinking outdoors.
Bethany!
Like rooftop cocktails.
Yes!
Is my favorite part of summer.
Okay, so Sam, when you do hot yoga,
you
know that feeling?
Yeah.
That's how I feel in the summer.
So why are we not all excited for summer? What's the problem?
That feeling of being overheated is the worst.
We're perfectly heated.
Exactly. No.
Steamed to perfection. Mm-hmm. I went to brunch with my girlfriends this weekend over the long weekend, and we were sitting in the sunshine, and we were all wearing our cute dresses, and we were drinking coffee and mimosas and eating avocado toast and kale salads, and I was just like, yes.
My people.
This is what life is about.
Dogs are out, which is probably one of my most favorite parts, is there's a plethora of dogs for me to stop and pet. They're not as, you know, I'm not as excited to see them, and they're not as excited to be out when it's cold, which is a huge concern for me.
Yeah.
So I get to, you know, I get to make all my four-legged friends.
Do you ever get that thing where the dog is excited to see you, but the owner isn't?
Yeah.
And you're like, your dog is clearly smarter than you are.
Exactly.
Your dog knows what's up.
The winner is whomever has more legs, and usually it's the dog.
Yeah.
So the owner just has to suck it up and deal with it.
I was walking with my friend Jeremy yesterday, and we walked past past this little French bulldog.
Oh, they're like, so cute. I just want to smush them.
So cute. Like, he was in the front yard of his apartment. And by yard, I mean the 3 feet from the fence to the front door of the apartment building.
A New York yard.
Yeah. And we were like, hi, puppy. Hi, puppy. It's a puppy. And then I looked up and his owner was standing there. And I'm like, and a human. And luckily she smiled and wasn't like pissed.
Oh. I like going to the dog park and just watching the dogs run around.
Yeah.
I know it's creepy. I'm like the creepy neighborhood pedophile that watches the children.
If there's not a name for it, it can't be creepy. Like, if you do that to kids, that people will joke you're a pedophile. But if you do that to dogs, no one has a word for it. Thus, it's not a problem.
Yeah, but you are that person.
I am that person.
Yeah, like, we're now playgrounds have to have like green material up around the fence so that no one can see in.
Also in the summer, the sound of the ice cream truck. I can hear that sound from so far away, and I'm like a little child or a dog. You know, the ears perk up.
Yeah.
And you look around, and you see if anybody else is going to hear it. You see if anybody else is acknowledging the sound.
Yeah.
And then I rummage through my purse for a couple of singles.
See, now that sounds torturous to me. I no longer enjoy that sound because I live on the fourth floor, so to catch that sound would be a serious life commitment for me.
A vanilla cone with rainbow sprinkles.
So good.
Open the window and jump out, otherwise I'm missing it.
Did you guys have ice cream trucks like go through your neighborhood as kids?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
See, we never had that growing up.
No.
I always thought that when people talked about ice cream trucks, it was like a throwback from the 50s. I didn't think that those things were still around. Like, you know, when the milkman used to come to your front door with glass jars of milk?
Right, and he had that hat.
Yeah, I thought it was the same thing. I thought, like, people would just joke about, like, this old-timey thing. We never had ice cream trucks growing up.
I am so sorry.
We had Italian ice trucks, too.
Oh, you fancy girl. Mm-hmm.
It's so funny when you move to a different part of the country, because it just shows this country is so different any place you go.
It's like the north and the south. The difference is ice cream.
It's crazy.
My best friend's dad actually got hit by an ice cream truck he was a little kid.
Did he die?
He was totally fine. Okay. But he got a big settlement from it, and that's how he bought his first house.
Wait, was it money or ice cream for life?
No, it was money.
Did he get to pick?
No, you know.
he paid in waffle cones.
Yeah, waffle cones. Oh god, they smell so good. Mm-hmm. I wish someone would make a perfume out of waffle cone.
Big Gay Ice Cream.
I would suck on your neck.
Big Gay Ice Cream does, which is an ice cream store here in the city, they do drizzle inside their waffle cones. Oh. So even when you get to the cone part, there's like all sorts of amazing things to discover.
Mm, don't stop. I would love to do, you know how you go, what's it called when you go from bar to bar? Why can't I think
bar
of it?
Crawl?
Bar hopping? Bar crawl, okay. Bar hopping. I would love to do a New York City ice cream crawl.
Oh my God, that would be such a stomach ache for me by the end of the day. There'd be so many. Brought to you by Lactaid.
Lactose intolerant.
But if you just get a little tiny bit, like, you're not going to wreck yourself that bad.
Or you can do what they do at wine tastings and spit it back out into the barrel.
That's so classy. Mm-hmm. There's a part for people who are lactose intolerant. It's just a giant barrel of spit dairy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys have one favorite flavor of ice cream?
No.
You know what? Like, if I'm going to do a pint, I usually go towards cookie dough.
Okay.
Classic.
Yeah.
Good. Chocolate or vanilla, though, if you had to pick one of the basics.
No, cookie dough is sort of a basic.
No, that's a sub-basic.
Oh, okay.
It's like chocolate, vanilla, and then the Klingon is strawberry.
Yeah.
And then it's like some texture
flavors.
And then
it goes crazy, yeah. I'm a vanilla. I would say vanilla over chocolate.
Samesies.
Chocolate.
Okay.
And then strawberry.
Yep. Got a nice blend here going on.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable about this podcast now. I wasn't sure before.
And so, pistachio.
Kathleen, you were also reminiscing about, like, you just turn into like a different person. You were like childhood and summer and childhood and whimsy.
So I get made fun of a lot. I grew up in a neighborhood where there was an extraordinary amount of children who lived in the neighborhood.
That's
all
great.
Within a 4-year age gap. And
okay.
I'm
That's
talking
amazing.
Like 20 kids.
Wow.
So summertime was like school is out and you just went outside and made a little bit of noise and then everybody else came out and we would play like ball games in the street and we had clubs and we went bike riding. When I was, I think probably when I was about 10, and we've talked about this movie on the podcast before, you know, the movie Now and Then?
Yes.
With Devon Sawa and
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, nope. Rosie O'Donnell, Christina Ricci.
No, but I never know the movies you guys are talking about.
Wait, the power couple that is Devon Sawa and Rosie O'Donnell is kind of amazing, by the way.
That was all about summer in the 60s.
Yeah.
And we loved that movie. And they had a really great soundtrack, so I had a little boombox that fit in the basket of my bike. bike, and my friends and I would ride around town because I grew up in a town where kids rode in troves. Is that the right word?
Droves?
Droves of children.
Droves? Is it driving droves?
Droves of children.
I think it's a treasure trove.
Treasure trove, and then drove
of bros.
Of bros. Drove of bros.
Droves of bros.
And a Chardonnay of Kathleen's.
A gaggle of geese.
Gals.
So we rode around and I put the boombox in my bike and in my bike basket, and we turned the soundtrack on, and this old lady comes out of her house and she goes, "You guys have such nice singing voices." She thought that the tape was us.
Old ladies are dumb sometimes.
You're cute.
There is just something so magical about the summer, and I feel like as adults, we forget that touch of whimsy that summer used to present to us every single day as a child, and we need to find a way to hold on to that.
Well, because as an adult, the most difficult obstacle comes in the way. To me, the difference is school's out, time to have fun.
Yeah.
Work doesn't get to be out for us in the summer. That's the big, like, I can't go to summer camp every day for the next few months, and I'm going to be honest, that upsets me.
And a lot of times, like, teachers don't necessarily make enough to take that full 3 months off.
Yeah.
So a lot of times teachers don't get that time off either because they're paying money out of their own pockets to pay for school supplies for their children.
Yep.
So they're taking bartending jobs and all
my
that kind of stuff.
My roommate still has to teach because a lot of kids still need extra classes throughout the summer. So her summer break, quote unquote, is maybe a couple extra hours to sleep throughout like the summer.
God bless teachers.
I have a challenge for us.
Okay.
To live every day this summer like it's Summer Friday.
That's dangerous for all people who suffer from my job being done poorly.
It doesn't have to mean that you have to go out and get drunk every day.
Right, and you don't necessarily have to live at 2 o'clock either.
No, just take a walk around your block or go to the park or put on those old rollerblades that have a lot of dust in there the basement.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what that looks like because I don't know about you guys, but like the last year and a half, I've been really guilty of getting overwhelmed with like my trying to cram everything into my day.
Yeah.
And so
a lot of people, that's the case for them too.
So it's really hard for me to find time to like be summery. And I use that in air quotes, meaning like childlike and filled with whimsy, not like hot and sweaty. So I'm trying to think of like what that would look like if I had the time.
Okay, so the one thing that I tried to do that helps put like that fun separation, like not everyone can afford to go on a vacation. So you can't just say summer equals vacation.
Oh, right.
So you have to find your little adventures away while still being there. And for me, this means my reunion with my high school friends.
Yeah.
We don't do it every summer, but when we do, it's one day where I remember it the entire rest of summer. It's that moment where you're like, you're sitting with your friends and you're eating watermelon or whatever the hell other things you like to do in the summer. And it totally removes me. And from it, I'm smiling and I'm like right there in the moment. Like that's what takes me there. And I know that's not also, you know, that's kind of difficult for some people too, because a lot of people don't live where they grew up for that. So to me, that is my one thing where I'm like, if I'm going to start enjoying my summers, I'm going to put on the books now that mass text invite email and say, everyone, when and where can we meet? We have to do this at least once this summer. So that to me, that's going to be my like, this is summer moment where I'm kind of brought back and feel young again. So young again, I'm so
young
old.
Again.
I'm sure. Old.
And also there's a lot of things in your neighborhood that you probably don't even know exist. Programs and, you know, summer activities.
Oh yeah.
Starting small, my husband and I decided that every Saturday in the summer, we're going to get up and instead of making our own coffee at home like we normally do, we're going to walk to a different coffee shop in our city.
That's a great idea.
You walk through a different part of the neighborhood, you get to meet different people at the different shops, and you get to see who has the best coffee.
Love and you get that. To hang out together.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a really good idea.
You get outside, you move your body.
Yeah.
I like that.
My sister, she and her family did a really cool thing where when they bought their house years ago, it came with this shed. And the shed was like, you know, one side was the wood was rotting and like there were just tools and crap inside.
Right.
And over a period of time, they renovated it and like put different pieces of wood where the wood was rotting and cleaned the floor up. And then my sister made cushions for the windows and like made window seats. And now that is this outdoor area that in the summertime they can all hang out there as a family.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they have like an old couch with a slip cover over it so it's new again, and they have a hammock. And so I know like if you own a house, maybe you have one of those really old sheds that you just sort of don't pay attention to, or there's crap in it and it's falling apart. Over time, you can renovate that and it becomes just this sacred, beautiful space. Aww. And it doesn't have to be super expensive because you don't replace every board. You just replace the ones that are rotting.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's also like a fun activity because, you know, kids are there for farm labor and to do things. So have them pick up old nails or whatever kids do.
Absolutely.
Kids pick up old nails.
Hey, kids, find the old nails and the rusty ones. Pull them out. Put them in this bucket.
This might sound...
Parenting.
This might sound silly, but when I was a kid, we had... we lived next to the church, so the churchyard essentially became our play yard also. And there was this tree, and we called her Willow.
Aww. Oh,
God, that's so...
Pocahontas!
Your childhood was amazing.
Willow. I know. It was... I'm very fortunate. And so we would all go hang out at Willow, and we play games there. And just imagine... So I live in Hoboken. It's a fairly small city and small community. I'm within walking distance of all my friends. I think I'm going to tell my friends that I'm naming a tree in the park.
Yeah. Yep.
And then just like casually drop a text to like my network of girlfriends in the town in Hoboken. Hey, I'm just going to go sit by so-and-so tree. If anybody wants to come, like let's chat. And you go with the book and see if anybody shows up. And if they do, fabulous. If they don't, they don't.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm going to go be by Willow for the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be like a bench in your, you know, just in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Or like, hey, I'm going to go sit on, you know, we'll call the bench Phil.
And also, please say I'm going to go sit on Phil.
I'm going to sit on Phil.
I'm going to sit on Phil for about an hour anyone wants to join me.
My favorite thing and my goal in life.
Yes.
Is to have a place that you can reference to somebody secretly. Because have you guys ever seen the movie Hackers?
Yes.
No.
It's a very old Angelina Jolie movie. It's very good.
Okay.
Great music. And at one point, you know, they hack. They're hackers.
So what do they do in Hackers?
They hack.
Cool, cool.
It's pretty neat. And I haven't seen it in years and years, but I just remember this one line where they're trying to pull off some sort of heist and there's like an emergency and one of the guys calls someone else on the team and he was like, grab this, whatever. It's in that place where I put that thing that time.
And he knew.
And the other guy was like, got it.
Got it.
And so now my goal is to have a group of people with whom I can say, it's in that place where I put that thing that time. And they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Fantastic.
Isn't that great? It's like the best line ever.
I love that.
So maybe your tree or or Phil.
Yes.
Can be that place where you put the thing that time.
Yes. Imagine that you like put a little note and covered it in a plastic bag and then put it under the bench.
This is so wherever. Shawshank Redemption right now.
Plus Oprah.
You can see if it's still there at the end of the summer.
Yeah. Or like I had a friend who was renovating his house and he was putting in a new hardwood floor. And so he ripped up the hardwood floor and then between the slats, he put hardcore porn magazines. And then put the new
amazing.
Floor on top.
Yes! Amazing.
I'm like, that's okay, you get points.
Okay,
for that.
You know what's funny though? Is depending on the year that's found, that can be worth a lot of money.
Totally. And it was vintage when he put them down there.
Oh gosh.
They were like 1970s, like his dad, like the inherited porn magazines he'd inherited. And he like ripped them apart and like put all the centerfolds between all of the slats.
I love
so that,
that
whoever rips it up in the future is just gonna find porn.
Okay. What would be in your slats porn time capsule?
Ooh.
If you had to hide things that fit your, not just to be funny and make someone laugh, but something appropriate to you, what would you guys put? That represents your childhood, not like just today.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
I think I would put multiple copies of Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I would put a quill pen and sealing wax. Because I am a frustrated gothic heroine.
They're going to think somebody Victorian lived
I know,
in there.
Right? They're going to think, wait a minute, is this Alice?
And then I think I would put, what else would I put in there? I think I'm too close to me to know.
Okay.
Why, what would you put, Sam?
I think.
You'd put yoga pants and a yoga mat.
Today, yes. But back when, I would put a pack of Dunkaroos.
Okay. Delicious.
Yeah, thank you. A Skip It. Oh, because come on now.
And yes. It counted your steps.
I know. I had one in such in shape leg because of Skip It. I had one leg that looked great.
Why didn't you do it on the other leg too?
It's never as good. And I just got frustrated and went back to the good leg.
Until it hit your ankle and you were like,
skip it.
So much pain.
Yep. And parachute pants because I will never forget those days.
I think I forgot about the childhood part. I think I would put those skirts where it was a pair of bike shorts with a skirt attached to it. I had a pair of those that I loved so much.
Oh my God, those were amazing.
They were so incredible. And then I think I would put, if I could find it on VHS, a collection of the TV show Hey Dude from Nickelodeon.
Hey Dude?
It's I think a little before your time, Sam.
I loved
Hey
Dude.
It was so good. Christine Taylor, who was married to Ben Stiller, I just found out today they're getting a divorce.
Oh, no, was on that show.
I know. They're so great together.
What was the theme song for that? I can hear
it. It's a little run, a little street. Dun, 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 when you make a home out on the range. Dun, 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 so grab a horn and come along. Dun, 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 but you can't get a ride if you can't hold on. Dun, 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 singing. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay. What? Yes. What the cowboy say? Sing it again now. Yippee-ki-yay. Get along, little doggy. Till the break of day. Better watch out for the and those killer cacti. Hey, dude.
That is giving me my That is giving me my fix because I grew up without cable. So I would be like the poor child, like knocking on the neighbor's doors, like, can I watch your TV?
Oh my God.
You're really missing out.
It was a great show.
It's just a regular thing now. I am a loss with the most of the TV and movie references.
Nickelodeon in the 90s. Do you remember Stick Stickley?
No. Wait, what? Maybe that's Stick Stickley.
And he might be...
The popsicle stick?
Yeah, it was a popsicle stick. And he was a figure
on budget cuts. Nickelodeon.
Actor strike.
He was a famous figure. Popsicle.
He would come on in the afternoons and be like, hey, kids, this is what's on next.
It wasn't a cartoon. It was literally a popsicle stick.
I do remember that.
Oh my God.
Where is he?
He had googly
eyes
too.
Where is that stick today?
Oh, he's probably in the street somewhere, heroin overdose.
Do you think a voiceover actor somewhere has it listed on his resume that he was the voice of Stick Stickley?
Let's look on IMDb and find out.
He's wrong. If he doesn't, I don't respect him as an actor.
Oh my God. You guys... Isn't it amazing what sticks in your head when you don't access it for years?
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh my God. I was talking to my sister about this, and this is going to fall on deaf ears everywhere, but sometimes your brain goes faster than you do. Yeah. Like you catch up to your brain.
Never.
And I heard a, I heard a parking meter and it goes, da-da-da-da. And before I could think of what I just heard, I played the entire Pocahontas game, handheld game set theme song in my head.
How does it go?
I used to play it. I called up my sister because she was the only other one who played it, and she goes, hello, and I'm like,
oh my God.
And then you died or you failed, and then you go,
that doesn't sound very Pocahontas.
That was the whole game, and
it's probably like the Game Boy version of Pocahontas.
It was before Game Boy. It was just a handheld, and it was black and white. And of course, Pocahontas wasn't like moving because there wasn't the technology yet. So it would just be her still frame, and it would disappear, and her still frame somewhere else, and disappear.
That's
awesome.
And
then you'd be a little raccoon collecting the biscuits.
Like, the biscuits. I remember the raccoon.
I saw the whole thing, and then Dominique's like, what game was that? Like, she remembered it was a game, and then we freaked out for a good solid 7 minutes when we figured out what it was.
I love that. Okay, now I'm happy. Kathleen, what would be underneath your floorboards?
My collection of dirty Judy Blume books.
Oh, yeah!
With the sex parts highlighted. Do you guys remember Tiger Eyes and Forever? Oh, I think in Tiger Eyes they went all the way, and then Forever.
No, they did not.
Yes, they totally did.
Really?
Yes, if you had to read it a few times to really absorb the sex.
Oh, they use like metaphors.
And then in Deanie, I think maybe Deanie masturbates. I mean, that was like,
whoa. Yeah. Judy has blooms.
Yeah.
My God.
Of course. Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Yeah. I think there was like a chapter about periods in that book.
Ugh.
And then again, Maybe I Won't, which I think was the one about the boy and the wet dreams. I don't know, man.
Judy Blume, my goodness gracious.
Wow.
I'm clutching my pearls.
I lived for the dirty Judy Blume books.
Wow. Okay, now that reminds me, I would put also my full collection of Babysitter's Club Little Sister novels, because my older sister had the Babysitter's Club, which meant I was not allowed to have it. So I got Babysitter's Little Sister, which was about Karen, whose parents were also divorced. And I had like a huge collection of those. I would put those underneath.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. Maybe I'll do Goosebumps.
Yeah.
I had them, but fun fact, I was too scared to read any of them.
So you just kept getting them?
And my parents thought I was such an avid reader because like I would put it as like they'd know where in the bookshelf it was done. Like the top shelf meant I want to read you and the bottom shelf meant I was done with my book. So they would pretty quickly make their way to the bottom and I didn't have the heart to tell my parents it's because I'd read the first two pages, get scared, decide maybe the next one won't be as bad.
You're so cute.
You know R.L. Stein is on Twitter, right?
No.
You should follow him.
What?
He's at RL_Stein, and his bio is, my job, to terrify kids. And then his last tweet from 2 hours ago is, Shakira, Shakira. I'm retweeting it.
That is fantastic.
I have such...
Oh, my God.
I have such vivid memories of sitting on the carpet in second grade and the teacher reading us this new series called by R.L. Stein, Goosebumps.
So good. And you know that like now that we're, you know, relatively adultish, stuff that we just see in stores is going to be this for kids who are right now 6, 7, 8, 9. Mm-hmm. You know, like whatever we see in the stores and don't understand. Like I look at my nieces.
Oh no.
And when they end up putting away Doc McStuffins, or as my as my brother-in-law and I call her, Dick McButtfuck. No, Sam, I don't know if you can even...
That whole thing's going to be a bleep. They're never going to know what you said. All they're going to hear is Mick.
No.
Eggplant Mick.
Bleep it so that you can hear the first and last letters.
Thumbscrew.
Is what it's going to sound
like. Or just don't bleep it.
No.
Just don't bleep it.
We'll talk about this later.
Okay. Anyway.
Wiener Mick.
Doc McStuffins sounds like the dirtiest
Booty
name.
Doo.
So anyway, like the Doc McStuffins, and then they're like Shopkins.
Okay.
When they end up growing out of those and putting them away and finding them again, that's going to be their this where they freak the hell out. And we're like, oh yeah, no, we remember those.
Yeah, no chill.
No chill.
Do you guys, there's a meme going around and it's a side by side of two photos and it says, and like today, dude, I found a photo of my grandma and it's a black and white photo of this woman and like she's all in lace and it looks beautiful. And then it's going to be in like another 50 years. Dude, I found a photo of your grandma and it's a hot girl with her boobs out in the doggy filter from Snapchat.
We need to start bringing back classic portraits.
Yes, please.
Honestly and truly.
Because how else do you remember your family?
I don't want to be remembered the way I think I'm going to be remembered by my future kids.
I don't remember the last time I printed out a photo of my family.
I was watching yesterday. My friend Jeremy and I were watching Crimson Peak, which if you love gothic horror,
it's a remake, right? Or is it
I don't
not?
Know. It might not. I have no idea.
It's
might
old
be.
School looking, right?
Yeah, it's really beautiful. So it's it's Mia Wachowski,
Alice in Wonderland,
who was from Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
And it's also the guy who dated Taylor Swift for a while. He also plays Loki in all of those
movies. Yeah, okay.
That guy.
Mm-hmm. Smooth-looking gentleman.
Beautiful.
Right.
And then that Jessica... It's a great, great...
Chastain?
Yes, Jessica Chastain is in it. So it's a beautiful movie. It's beautifully done. But at one point, Jessica Chastain is in this beautiful, old, gothic, terrifying house. And this the young girl character kind of looks up at the mantle and there's this, I swear to God, 10-foot tall portrait of like the family matriarch looking very severe. And they're like, you know, she looks very mean and Jessica Chastain is like, she's the worst or whatever. But it just made me think like, Jeremy said, I'm going to find you that portrait. I'm going to buy it for you. And I said, yes, you are. I want a portrait of a severe looking woman in my house because we don't do portraits anymore.
Nope.
How else are you supposed to indicate your ancestors if you can't point to a portrait of some severe looking old man holding a dog and say like, this was great, great, great grandfather Hapshaw and my great grandmother Hapshaw and the Hapshaw clan.
And he was buried with that dog.
Yes. They killed the dog, they did, to bear him with Hapshaw.
The dog's name was Tinsley.
Tinsley?
Oh, Tinsley.
He hated Tinsley. He was a monster, a bit of a dog, but he was
my monster.
He was loyal.
Tinsley was loyal as hell.
You could point to one of those photos and tell any story and the person would believe you because you have the photo proof.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Can we bring back painting portraits? If you are a portrait painter, photorealistic, please. Can you let us know?
Yes.
Reach out to @acquiredpodcast on Twitter and let us know if you're a portrait painter.
Or you could tag one of your photos to us on Instagram @acquiredtastepodcast.
Yeah.
And we will be the judge of that.
Because I think we need to commission portraits.
Oh my God, can we have a portrait of the three of us?
Yeah, but we all have to look really severe.
Bah, yeah.
We also
obviously
need a discount. Because commissioning a portrait, I'm sure, is very expensive.
I don't know. How much does it cost to commission a portrait these days?
I don't. I haven't commissioned something in so long.
Do you know who paints portraits now?
Who?
Do you remember the first
computers painters do it.
Do you remember the original Jurassic Park?
Okay. Yeah.
The blonde girl, the actress, the blonde actress
the
who played
girl?
One of the daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is now a portrait painter.
Girl.
Okay.
Way to screw the status quo.
Well, CBS Sunday Morning.
I'm going to paint portraits.
Yeah. Should get on that and do a magazine story about her.
We should reach out to her and see if she'll paint her portrait, the three of us looking severe.
I'd be honored. Can we all be holding, instead of dogs, little dinosaurs, though, as an homage to where she first came from?
Yes.
Cool.
And I want to be holding a cane.
Absolutely.
But not like not one with a loop, but one with like a crystal ball on the end.
Oh, like one that holds mystery. Like where you see a picture and you're like, that cane is up to something.
Yeah, and it's actually the soul of the last woman who lived in this house.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
there's
like inception of a portrait.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm glad that we've agreed on this.
Yeah.
So if you were the actress from Jurassic Park, the original.
Good movie.
So good.
Sorry we don't remember your name.
No,
it's embarrassing for us that you are listening to this right now and we don't remember your name. I'm really sorry.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
The lips, the teeth, the tip of the tongue, the lips, the teeth, the tip of the tongue, the lips, the teeth.
What are you guys doing?
I don't know. I think it's witchcraft.
Mm. Hold on. I'm going to find her name. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Please do. She's
Ariana
sitting there
Richards.
Pissed.
Ariana
Sorry.
Richards. She's amazing.
Thank you. Finally.
Yeah, Ariana Richards paints portraits now. She's still beautiful. Look how beautiful she is.
Is that a picture or a portrait
goodness.
Of her?
I can't tell.
All right, because she's that talented.
Her and her little brother in that movie.
Yeah.
Little nuggets.
Here, this is the Jell-O scene.
Oh.
When the seatbelt is stuck, and I'm like, get out of the Jeep!
Get out!
Get out of the Jeep!
Get out!
I would definitely go to a dinosaur park.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't get through a Goosebumps, so probably not.
We'll Can you imagine if they were like, we're opening Jurassic Park for real.
No.
And here's some media passes.
No.
We're doing a soft launch.
Yes. Guys, you can't go.
No, it's fine.
All
yes,
the kinks are almost worked
the
out.
The sequels have happened. We know exactly what's going to happen
they
to you guys.
They spared no expense,
okay?
Sam.
We know how this ends already.
No, it's a different time now. They are almost working the kinks out.
I'm just disappointed in how you guys don't see how it's going to not end up exactly like the last one.
Bryce, Dallas, Howard, and Chris Pratt, hook up. I'm going to be there.
All right. I'm just saying, hopefully you make it that far. There are casualties.
Well, I feel like they've had enough opportunities to learn their lessons that now the kinks are worked out.
That's what I thought. And then Jurassic Park 4 came out.
You stay the F away from the Velociraptor.
And you don't breed a mix of dinosaurs.
But they learned that already in Jurassic World.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
what they want us to think.
When they come out with Jurassic Universe and they send media passes to the Elvis Duran show and they're like, soft launch, would you like to come the weekend before it opens?
Mm-mm.
We say yes.
No,
do it for the Instagram.
Do it for the gram.
I'm going to be that redhead from the Magic School Bus cartoon and go,
Ms.
I don't
Frizzle?
Know you guys. No, the one who is always afraid.
Oh. Yes.
I knew I should have stayed home today. Like, that will be my last word as I get eaten up by a dinosaur.
Then you don't get to come and you don't get the commemorative lanyard.
Mm-hmm. Wait, and you don't get to go to Hawaii.
Right.
Why is it in Hawaii now?
Because that's where dinosaurs live.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Off the coast of something in Hawaii. Is the closest coast of something.
Okay, this makes sense. They're tropical.
Right, they're
because
tropical.
Because they love the summer.
They, oh, full circle,
yeah!
You bitch.
Triceratops love ice cream cones.
This podcast is about summer. We did this whole thing on purpose. We've been reading off a script and you people bought it.
All right. If you want to follow us. So what have we learned? If you're a portrait painter, let us know.
Yes.
Or if you're a jingle maker, let us know.
If you're a jingle maker, let us know. And Ariana Richards, because I hope you're listening, because I've loved you since I was a child. reach out to us and we would like to commission you to paint our portrait, but only if you can make us look severe.
Please.
Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
Yes.
And Facebook Acquired Taste Podcast.
And then can I do one more quick like shout up?
Of course.
Shout it up. Shout up.
So I'm working on a web series right now called Labeled, yes. And the first episode is already out. We just finished shooting the second episode this last Memorial Day weekend, and we are trying to raise funds. I am not getting any money from it, and the funds raised will not go to me at all or to my producing partner, John. All of the money is going to go towards our cast and crew because right now we're not paying anybody. Mm-hmm. They're working for free. Mm-hmm. So we won't be making any money off of it, but our cast will get a little bit of money. So if you go to my Instagram, which is Ms. Bethany Watson, or my Twitter, at Radio Bethany, I have like pinned to the top or in my bio, the link to our Indiegogo. And if you can't donate, no worries. We'd love for you to watch the episode. And tell your friends. The first episode is up on our Indiegogo page as well.
I need to watch.
It's NSFW. There's some language.
I'm not there to bleep it out. I'm uncomfortable about this.
But we're really proud of it, and we're working really hard on it, and we have some incredible talent. This last week, you guys, one of our actors suddenly couldn't come.
Oh.
And so a guy who was going to do background work for us, he was like, I can learn the lines. And in an hour, while we shot something else, he sat in the green room and learned all of the lines and then came, showed up, and absolutely killed it.
Whoa.
His name is Nick. He's incredible. He was supposed to just be an extra, and he ended up being a main character
because Nick.
He had an hour and learned lines really quickly. So we have amazing people we're working with, and I just wanted to plug it so that they can get recognized.
Unless Nick poisoned the actor who was supposed to be there.
What did we learn this week, Sam?
That I don't trust Nick.
And about Korean masks,
and
right?
That's basically, I mean, the beginning of the episode is the end of the episode. That apparently Korean products treat your skin much better, so I'm going to do some research for that for my self-care Sundayness.
Awesome. Yeah. What about you, Kathleen? What did you learn this week?
Well, funnily enough, mine is also about a Nick. I just got a new car, and you can kind of see remnants of the person who owned the car before you did, because we bought a new used car.
So you saw the blood, huh?
So I saw the blood. No, so the car was completely empty except for the CD player, and there's a CD in there, and it says Football Nick.
Ooh,
and
exciting.
It's a collection of songs to get you pumped up before the big game.
I love this. Yes.
And now I'm crafting in my head who exactly Nick was and why was he listening to these songs, and I imagine that it was like maybe a teenager whose parents got him a car, a very lucky teenager, and he was the star quarterback of his football team, and he had to listen to all of these cool songs, of which include some Led Zeppelin and Eminem's
Lose Yourself.
Good
song.
Yes. We Are the Champions and The Final Countdown, and it's like a whole saga of a CD.
I wonder if Nick is pissed that he forgot his CD in the car.
I don't know. So if you had, I shouldn't give away what my car looks like.
Yeah, please
but
don't.
I'm dying
wait,
to
but
know.
Here's the license plate number.
No, it's a very specific CD. I think if you're listening, you'll recognize that you lost a CD that says Nick Football.
Yeah, Football Nick. Football Nick. Football Nick. It's a burned CD. Please let me know if you're the previous owner of my car, because I have to know who you are.
That is so funny. I love it.
Maybe he's in the NFL.
Maybe. Ooh. Let's cross-reference.
Maybe it's the car of a football player in the NFL that he gave to his mistress.
Oh my goodness.
And then he burned her a CD to remember him.
Mm. Or maybe it was the car he owned right before he got a big signing bonus with his new contract.
Yeah. Yeah, because he definitely didn't make millions and drive this car that I Or maybe he did and he's just very down to earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for taking this ride along with us, guys. It's been a fun one.
Wait,
cheeks hurt.
What? Did Bethany go?
Wait, Bethany, what did you learn?
What did
I'm
you
sorry.
Learn?
No, but I'll tell you what I learned this week. So, and I'm actually going to feature them in What's Trending maybe tomorrow. So forgive the repetition. I discovered Paper Self this weekend.
Paper Self.
Which is a brand of temporary tattoo.
There
how
it is.
Cool.
And
it looks realistic.
I love it. So I found this little... it's like their Alice in Wonderland collection of temporary tattoos. So it's like, I have a little, if you go on my Instagram, you can see it. I have a little pocket watch behind my ear.
Yeah.
But they all sorts of really beautiful temporary tattoos that are really like subtle and stunning. And then you know how Manchester, like their kind of logo is the bee.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So if you donate to their Manchester Relief Fund that they have right now, they'll send you one of their bee temporary tattoos.
Oh.
And then they also do paper false eyelashes.
Wow.
So like these really intricate laser cut black paper lashes of like birds or feathers or like ships or whatever, and then you glue them onto your eyelashes and they create these beautiful looks.
Yeah.
And so they're so cool. They're not a partner. I'm not getting paid to talk about them, but I really, really got excited. So if you live in New York, I found them at Ricky's.
Oh.
But you also can buy them online. It's a British company, so you have to pay a little bit more for shipping, but they're called Paper Self. And if you go on my Instagram, I have a picture of the tattoo behind my ear.
Very cool.
And it looks like the real deal.
I love it. I love it so much. And for summer, it's perfect because you're going to be showing a lot of skin.
Mm.
And their tattoos are really intricate. They're not like the gaudy temporary tattoos.
They're
really beautifully done.
That you get on the popsicles.
Tasteful.
Yeah. Yeah. They're very tasteful.
All right, guys. This has been one hell of an episode.
It's been fun.
All over the map. Thank you guys for loving us. For whatever reason that is, we love you too. And we are off to get our portraits done.